Chapter 4, Captured. The ninjas pulled iron bands off their hands. The bands had spikes like claws on them.
"That's how they climb the tree,"
Annie whispered to Jack. The ninjas stared at Jack and Annie with dark, piercing eyes. The rest of their faces were covered by their scarves. Jack felt frozen under their stares. Annie wasn't frozen, though. She stepped right up to them.
"Hi,"
she said. The ninjas didn't say hi back. They didn't move at all. They were as still as Jack.
"We're trying to help our friend Morgan," said Annie.
She held up Morgan's note. The tall ninja took the note from her. He looked at it. Then he gave it to the short ninja. The two ninjas stared at each other. Then they looked back at Jack and Annie. Finally, the short ninja nodded once. He put the note into the pocket of his shirt.
"You can help us?"
Annie asked. Neither ninja spoke. Jack wished he could see their faces. He couldn't tell what they were thinking. The short ninja tossed the rope ladder back out of the treehouse. The tall one pointed down the ladder. Then he pointed at Jack and Annie. "Uh-oh," thought Jack. "Were they being captured?"
"Us? Go with you?"
said Annie. The ninja nodded.
"Oh, boy," said Annie.
"Oh, boy, is she nuts?" wondered Jack. The short ninja darted down the ladder. He went hand over hand. His feet didn't touch the rungs of the ladder. The tall one did the same. Jack gasped. The ninjas moved very fast. They were like spiders dropping from webs.
"Wow,"
said Annie. "Now's our chance to leave," said Jack. "Quick." He looked around the treehouse again. Where was that Pennsylvania book?
"Let's go with them, Jack," said Annie.
"No, this isn't a game," Jack said.
"But I think they know something about Morgan," said Annie.
She started down the ladder. "Come back," said Jack. But it was too late. Jack sighed. "Why does this always happen?" he asked himself.
"Come on, Jack,"
came Annie's voice from below. Jack put his notebook and the ninja book into his pack. He pushed his glasses into place, and he started down the ladder. Jack joined Annie and the ninjas on the ground. The sun had fallen behind the hills. The sky was streaked with red and gold. The mouse peeked out from Annie's sweatshirt pouch.
"Don't be scared, Peanut," Annie whispered. "We'll take care of you."
Great, thought Jack. But who's going to take care of us? The short ninja held Jack's arm in one hand and Annie's arm in the other. He led them through the twilight. The tall ninja walked behind them. "Where are we going?" Jack asked. The ninja stopped near the rushing water of the wide stream. The water roared as it raced downhill. The short ninja looked at Jack and Annie. He let go of their arms. Then he pushed them toward the stream.
"You want us to cross it?"
shouted Annie. The ninja nodded. Then he and the short ninja stepped into the wild stream. They started wading across.
"Let's run back to the treehouse," said Jack.
"No, we have to follow them," said Annie, "for Morgan's sake."
Jack took a deep breath. She was right. Annie grabbed Jack's hand. Together they stepped into the water.
"Yikes!"
they both screamed and jumped out. It was the coldest water Jack had ever felt. It was colder than ice. It was so cold it felt like fire.
"I can't go back in," said Annie, shivering.
"Me neither," said Jack. "I'll have a heart attack." The ninjas looked at Jack and Annie. Then they turned around and came back. The tall ninja grabbed Jack.
"Help!"
Jack cried. But the ninja lifted Jack high into the air and put him on his shoulder. The short ninja put Annie on his shoulder. Then the two ninjas stepped into the stream again. The icy wild water swirled around them. It went up to the short ninja's waist. But the ninjas moved through the stream as calmly as two sailing ships. Chapter 5, Flames in the Mist.